Peter had been walking with Jesus for over a year when it happened. He'd seen miracles, heard the teaching, said all the right things. But then Jesus stopped him in his tracks. He said, "Peter, you are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's." That's in Matthew 16, verse 23. It's a bit uncomfortable, isn't it? Because if Peter could miss it, there's a good chance we could too. So often we look at things through a human lens. What's urgent? What's visible? What affects us right now? But Jesus keeps inviting us into something more, something bigger, a kingdom perspective. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, the kingdom wasn't a side theme, it was central. He said, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." That's in Matthew 6, verse 9. From the very beginning of his ministry, Jesus told people, "Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of God is near." That's Matthew 4, verse 17. And right at the very end, after his resurrection, says he talked to them about the kingdom of God. That's Acts 1, verse 3. The kingdom wasn't just something Jesus mentioned. It was the way he saw everything. The kingdom of God isn't a place. It's a rule, a reign, a reality where Jesus is Lord. So, when we say yes to Jesus, we're not just receiving forgiveness, we're stepping into a whole new way of living. Jesus was very clear. No one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. That's John 3, verses 5 and 6. There's a moment where everything changes, where we turn, repent, and receive new life. This is where discipleship begins. Not with effort, but with surrender. Not with striving, but with being made new. Paul doesn't leave much room for ambiguity either. He says, "Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven." That's Philippians 1, verse 27. In other words, live like you belong to the kingdom, because you do. And not just on a Sunday, but at home, at work, with friends, even behind the wheel of your car. Discipleship isn't about saying the right things. It's about becoming the kind of person whose life tells the story of Jesus. Paul tells Timothy to use his whole life to teach others. His words, his demeanor, his love, his faith, his integrity. That's in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. It's simple, but not always easy, because kingdom living isn't just about beliefs, but alignment. Now, here is where it gets exciting and a little stretching. We're living in what Jesus called this age. It's in Matthew 28, verse 20. This age, the period between his first coming and his second. Jesus left us with a very clear commission. Go and make disciples. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands that I have given you. That's Matthew 28, 19 and 20. This wasn't just for the original disciples. It was for all of us. As Peter writes, the Lord isn't really being slow. He is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. That's 2 Peter 3, verse 9. God's heart is for people to be reconciled to him and welcomed into his kingdom. That's why making disciples who make disciples matters so much. This age won't last forever, and every day is an opportunity for someone to find new life in Jesus. Which makes your life, your everyday conversations, your relationships, your courage to share faith, it makes it matter more than you might think. As the alongside a bicycle illustrates, kingdom perspective is one of the vital priorities of a disciple maker, helping us to keep God's bigger purpose in view as we journey alongside others. God's heart is wide open, and he invites us to join him in reaching others, not out of pressure, but out of purpose, not out of duty, but out of love. It's easy to drift into a purely human perspective, to focus on what's immediate rather than what's eternal. But Jesus keeps inviting us to see people differently, to live intentionally, to play our part in something much bigger than ourselves. The question isn't whether God is at work. He is. The question is, will we see it and step into it?